Welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's the News Circus for Wednesday, December the 19th, 2018. Good to have you here. No wall. Apparently, that's going to be the outcome of this debate over the continuing resolution. We'll get to that. Holiday travel is at a record high. Greenspan warns of doom. Sarah Sanders, do your job. Tucker's losing cash. But really, it's time to open with the only place we can, and that's Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn and the bizarre set of circumstances that unfolded in the courtroom yesterday. What do you make of all that? Michael Flynn on his way into the courtroom of U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan to be, we believe, put on probation. His crime, lying to the FBI. Was he set up? Maybe. Maybe not. Did he know he shouldn't lie to the FBI? Yes, he knew that. He admitted that yesterday in court. Would he retract his guilty plea? The judge asked him. He said, no, I'm not interested in doing that. And then the judge lashed out. The judge came after him and questioned even if he had committed treason. He asked the prosecution whether or not he had committed treason. The answer, of course, being no. No. Which is rare, by the way, very rare for a judge to ask the prosecution to admit what he hasn't done. What has your defendant not done? He hasn't committed treason. And in fact, after the judge threw that out, he came back after a short recess and pulled that all the way back. Pulled it all the way back. Because I'm sure his law clerk pulled him aside and said, you know, that's not exactly right. And he also said you may have sold out your country, contending that Flynn was an unregistered agent of the nation of Turkey while working in the West Wing. He was not. He had registered, and he had concluded his business with Turkey at that point. It was over. So it was a bizarre hearing, to say the least. A bizarre hearing, and the sentencing was then delayed again for at least 90 days. There'll be a conference hearing coming up in 90 days, not until March. Status hearing, I guess they call it. But they requested postpone the sentencing for lying to FBI agents about the contacts with the Russian ambassador until his cooperation with federal prosecutors is fully complete. But most of those that are watching all of this don't believe Michael Flynn has much to offer. He's met with the special prosecutor's office, we believe, 19 times. 19 times. What has he discussed? What has he shared? We don't actually know. Lots of speculation, of course. Those on the left would love to believe that somehow he has fingered the president in some crime, in some bad behavior, and something they can get him on. It doesn't matter. But Judge Sullivan said this is a very serious offense. A high-ranking senior official of the government making false statements to the Federal Bureau of Investigation while on the physical premises of the White House in the West Wing, said the judge. He noted he would take Flynn's public service in cooperation with Special Counsel Bob Mueller's investigation into account, but said he believes this is very serious. He almost indicated he believes that Flynn has committed more serious crimes by the things he said. There's no evidence of that. Bob Mueller's team has not asked for that. There's that additional modicum of cooperation that he expects to provide to the Eastern District of Virginia. So said Robert Kellner, one of Flynn's attorneys, speaking to the judge. For that reason, we're prepared to take your honor up on the suggestion of delaying sentencing. So a status hearing and a status report will come March 13th. Now remember, he pled guilty more than a year ago. This has been on the plate for a year. More than a year. What's really going on? Does the judge believe that the Mueller report will be done and complete within 90 days and therefore whatever happens to Flynn will be moot? That there are much more serious crimes out there? Is that what he believes? Mueller had recommended no jail time at all. Public service. That's it. Because of his, quote, substantial assistance in the investigation into whether members of the Trump campaign coordinated with Moscow to interfere in the election. And Flynn's sentencing was expected to be a key milestone in the Mueller investigation. But, you know, to me, I look at this, and as a non-lawyer, I look at this and I go, no, wait a second. You got George Papadopoulos, whose crimes were so serious that he went to prison for 14 days. 14 days. And then you got Michael Flynn's crimes that are so serious, the prosecution says, yeah, public service is fine. Clean up some trash. Tell the world you were a bad boy. So you have to ask yourself, how serious are these crimes really? Now, the judge seems to think this is remarkably bad. Now, and again, we don't know what we don't know, which is what has General Flynn shared with the team of Bob Mueller's folks. That could be critical, could be pivotal. I don't know. You don't know. And I can assure you those at the left-leaning outlets, they don't know either. But Flynn is said to have provided, quote, firsthand information to Mueller on various subjects, such as contracts between members of the Trump transition team and the Russian government, and has also assisted the Justice Department on other investigations. Most of it seems, however, to track back to two of his associates that were charged with being unregistered agents to the nation of Turkey. It remains a possibility, so said Brandon Van Grack, one of Mueller's prosecutors, that Flynn's cooperation in the Russia investigation is not fully complete, but noted the government decided to move to sentencing because the substantial assistance condition had been met and the vast majority of cooperation realized there's nothing left to squeeze. Very confusing to me to watch all of this, because there are still those out there that believe Flynn's prosecution was bogus, that his guilty plea was extracted in a bogus fashion, that the FBI played fast and loose with the truth and baited and trapped the general. But we'll see, because this comes after they had capped a week of questioning, they being Flynn's team, questioning how it had come to be that he had pled guilty in the first place, that he had been told, oh, we're just going to have a conversation. James Comey admitting that he played fast and loose with the norm by just sending a couple of agents over to the White House, which he would never normally do, not in another administration, but it was early. Thought he could get away with it. Get away with it, he did. So a lot of unseemly behavior on both sides to me. By the way, treason, nowhere near that. You have to be working for a foreign enemy. And if Flynn was undeclared agent of Turkey, a NATO ally, an ally of the United States, probably not going to meet the threshold there, Your Honor. Just saying. On the program today, we've got Dr. Tom Borelli will be here. We'll talk more about this. Also, Andrew Langer from the Institute for Liberty. We're going to sort out this Michael Flynn mess. What does it mean? What's really going on? Langer will have some inside. And Rademacher's going to be here to get us out of the woods and get us some good news today. Coming up next, criminal justice reform, huge victory for the president last night. If you didn't hear about it, it came late. We'll talk about it straight ahead. Hour one on the Steve Gerber Show.
Hey, ladies, wives, moms, girlfriends, aunts, daughters, or any combination of. Do you have that guy who never tells you what they want for Christmas? Not Just Guns has a perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for guy. Not Just Guns on Cedar and 127 in Mason is the one-stop holiday shop for the shooter or hunter in your life. We can help you find the perfect gift, or simple in-and-out gift card purchases make checking that guy off your list fast, and he'll be happy. At Not Just Guns in Mason, everyone gets treated with kindness and respect, not just during the holiday when Santa's watching. It's an all-year thing for us. We're always on Santa's nice list, and you will be too when you buy gifts from Not Just Guns. Not Just Guns will spend the time to get you exactly what he wants, fast, easy, and with the best service and prices around. Don't get caught on the naughty list shopping somewhere else for all the shooters and hunters in your life. Hey, Santa shops at Not Just Guns, and you should too. At Cedar and 127 in Mason. Merry Christmas from Not Just Guns.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to greatlakesjc.org. That's greatlakesjc.org. greatlakesjc.org.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.